Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Solomon's Song, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. Be sure to visit our website on www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording.
Hello, I'm Bryce Courtney, the author of Solomon's Song, which I hope you're listening to right now. Obviously, you're listening to right now. This is the third in the three books that were, in a sense, my thank you note to Australia. When I arrived here 44 years ago, I decided it was the only way I could say thank you. It's taken me that long to write these books. And it's the final story of the two Solomon families who've been at each other's throats for roughly 150 years. We're now into the third and fourth generation. The book leads up to Gallipoli, that time when Australia finally saw hell in their own right. We took our finest young sons, the best we had. In fact, the AIF, the very first troops to leave here, had to be 6 foot tall. If they had a tooth missing in their mouth, they couldn't go. They were the finest, leanest, most beautiful young men that we had. And that whore of a mother, England, took them and sailed them against them, these massive cliffs at Gallipoli, and they were slaughtered in their tens of thousands. And we lost the genetic seed. We lost what our country was. It took us three generations for us to even reach the same height as the men who marched away. This generation that we have now, with a great influx of the migration of the 50s, has finally